الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also those who are listening over the radio station. This morning, one hadith sharif comes to mind. And it's a hadith sharif which is very, very brief, very short, very comprehensive. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he said, it was like an ocean in a teacup. Great meaning, great depth, few words. This hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam we have heard many times in the past. But indeed, if a person just has to take it as a prescription for his reformation, it is sufficient. And especially in our times, when we are attracted towards so much of sins and evil and vices. The hadith is reported by Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه. أبو أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه states أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سأله رجل. A person asked Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام a question. Said, يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الإيمان? What is إيمان? A person came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him, what is Iman? Now in different ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he has given different explanation. Some places lengthy, some places brief. But look at the explanation that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives of what Iman is. We all talk about Iman. We must make our Iman solid. We must make sure that we leave this world with Iman. We stay in this world with Iman. That we rise on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. So much du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to that. Because without Iman, all our actions, all our deeds will be in vain. If a person has a beautiful note, shiny note, on very expensive, high quality paper, but that note is a counterfeit note. And another note is not on such kind of shiny paper. It is crumbled also. And the excessive usage of that note has made it dirty. But yet if you take that note and you go somewhere to purchase, you will be able to get the commodity that you want to purchase. Why? Because it bears the government stamp of approval. That this note is a valid note. It's a genuine note. And the other one, no matter how much of shine on it, but it's counterfeit, so it will land the person in jail. So like that, the person who does not believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself, does not believe in the day of judgment, does not believe in the hereafter, does not believe in Jannat and Jahannam, does not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the last and the final messenger, then no matter how much of good deeds he does, but it's a counterfeit note, so it's going to land him in jail. In prison, in Jahannam. And the other Muslim, no matter how much crumble that note, no matter how much of dirt on that note, but because he has this Iman, he has this Yaqeen, he has this belief, then even if it means a little while of punishment in the fire of Jahannam, but he is going to be then put into Jannah, because it's a genuine note that he has got. It's not a counterfeit note. As for the good deeds that those others do, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so just, so fair, that He gives them plentiful of reward in this world. Because there are many people who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, but they build hospitals, they do a lot of charitable work, they do a lot of social work, they do a lot of spending in good causes. Sometimes their akhlaq and their character is good. So for all those things, Allah Ta'ala rewards them plentiful in this world. That is why you will notice that those who are disbelievers, when they spend in good causes, then they also have great amount of wealth. Allah Ta'ala keeps on increasing it. For the believers, sometimes He gives it to them in this world, sometimes He gives it to them just in the Akhirat, sometimes He gives it to them both places. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for the believers, it's a different usul. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was questioned that what is Iman? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. How beautifully said. That when your good deeds please you, they make you happy. When you do a good deed, then it makes you happy. Then you see a smile on that person's face. In fact, you see a smile in his heart. Although we can't see that smile in the heart, but we'll see the effect of that smile on his face. So when that happiness comes into the heart with a good deed, the person made salat, the person gave charity, the person helped and assisted some poor and needy person, the person got up for tahajjud salat, he made tilawat of the Quran Sharif, people were fighting, husband and wife were arguing, there was division, so he tried to unite them, brothers, sisters, family members. He did good deeds, any kind of good deed when he did, then it made him happy. It gave him happiness, some kind of satisfaction, some kind of joy that I did a good deed. Of course, he considers it to be a gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave him the tawfiq, he makes a lot of shukr on that. And it gives him a lot of happiness from the morning till the evening. This is his search. His search is for good deeds. He wants to do something that will be of benefit to himself, if he's making salat, if he's reading Quran Sharif and things like that, or to mankind, he's assisting and helping the others. So all these type of deeds give him joy and happiness. And when his bad deeds and bad actions and his evils, when they cause him pain, injury, hurt, a problem, a difficulty, causes him grief, causes him sorrow, whatever extended meaning you can give. But the person, it causes him great amount of hurt. He is not happy. When he does a bad deed, then it doesn't give him any kind of happiness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, then you are a mu'min, then you are a believer. Like that, no matter how much of loud and bold claims we make, that we are true believers, Jannat is reserved for us. So in the light of this hadith sharif, we must look at our actions. That do our evil actions these days really hurt us? Do our good actions make us happy? In fact, when we see others doing good deeds, even that seems to hurt us now. If others are engaged in good deeds, even that becomes a problem for us. Why? Because the father, the mother wants to watch the television, the filth, that is coming on, which is being dished out there. And there could be one child who is becoming a hafiz of the Quran Sharif in that same home. There are many homes like that where the child is becoming a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. He wants to learn his sabak. But there is some cereal that they are following. So just as we cannot go without the breakfast cereal, in the same way they cannot go without this cereal. So now when the TV movie is on, the loud sound is affecting the child who wants to learn the Quran Sharif. So one parent actually responded when the child said, please switch it off, it's affecting my learning of the Quran Sharif. So the parent responded, couldn't you learn it at the madrasa and come? Couldn't you learn your sabak at the madrasa and come? So what I'm saying is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that when your good deeds make you happy, and your bad and evil deeds and actions must cause grief, they must cause hurt, they must cause a pain in the heart. Why did I do this wrong thing? His conscience must worry him. He must not sleep until he has made plenty of tawbah and istighfar. If it concerns the rights of someone, until he has not fulfilled that right. If he has caused hurt, injury and pain to somebody, until he has not asked him for forgiveness. The person does not even go to sleep. He will say that I will forego my breakfast and lunch, but first I must rectify this. He will cry over his sin. it will not give him happiness, it will not give him satisfaction. But if we have to look at our actions, then our evil actions give us satisfaction. The person, he wants to go to the cinema, theater, disco, movie, rave club, he does not go alone, he does not want to go alone. It doesn't give him happiness to even go alone. He must drag somebody else also along with him. When he wants to watch anything that is haram, he must watch it with somebody else. So in other words, and then there's smile on the faces. When the person is talking to his illicit beloved, does he talk with a 10 past 10 face? Does he talk with a 10 past 10 face? Pulled up, angry. Then what will that beloved say? To hell with you. So when he's talking with the illicit beloved, the smile on his face, this cheer in his heart, great amount of happiness and satisfaction that I've been able to attain my goal. When the person is watching some filthy movie, filthy porn site, indulging in fraud also, what it gives in the heart of that person? Satisfaction. See how I hijacked that container. Within seconds I made thousands of rands or millions of rand. And they even brag about it to their own circle of friends. The syndicates, what do? Those who are involved in all kinds of hijackings and murders and killings and they are able to get away from the police. Then there's great amount of happiness. I'm not talking about disbelievers and non-Muslims. I'm talking about Muslims. That there's great amount of satisfaction that we were able to attain our objective. See how much of money we made. The person who goes to the gambling den, Muslim, when he wins a jackpot, then you see great amount of sadness and sorrow. Hi, why did I win this? If that was the case, why did he go there then? It gives him great satisfaction that I won so much of money. If a person wins a lotto, 25 million, 30 million, 60 million, then what happens? The person's saliva flows. Happiness, excitement, there's a great excitement in that Muslim home. Why? Because he won so many million. Great excitement, great happiness. Where is iman when there's great excitement and happiness upon a person's sins? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he dearly loved us. Great compassion for the ummah. He wanted to see each and every person go into Jannat. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving us the description of iman. And simple, so that every person can use it as a yardstick to measure what is the level of his iman. The moment the person starts getting happiness on sins, then we must know that he's gone to the lowest ebb. In fact, he's bordering on kufr. Because it's giving him happiness. The Muslim is getting happy on haram. To express happiness on haram is to express happiness on disobedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, oh my Allah, what can you do to me? I am quite happy indulging in this haram and it gives me happiness. Whether you are unhappy or not, what does it matter? That is what it means. So let us take this lesson seriously. Too much of speeches we have heard. But this is a hadith sharif which came very strongly in my mind just Fajr Salat time. I discussed it many times in the past too, but when it comes then I don't leave it. That let us take this as one of the lessons of this month of Ramadan. That in the month of Ramadan, whilst we were fasting, it was giving us happiness or we were sad. Hi Allah, why did you make fasting farz upon us? And when we were doing other good deeds, it was making us happy or sad. And when we are doing evil, at that time, was it giving us sorrow, grief, pain in our heart? Or there was great happiness, great excitement? And these words are being used so frequently now. On sins, there was great excitement. There was great happiness. There was great joy in that family. And after that, what do they mention? Some haram action. Some haram action with these words. These adjectives are used, excitement, happiness, joy, pleasure. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us a true understanding of Islam and give us the himmat and the courage to do those things that are pleasing to him and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, that little couplet is a very beautiful one. Jis hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. Jis hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, abre rahmat ki barish hai jaame. With whomsoever, O my Allah, you are pleased, then day and night he is in gardens. Allah Ta'ala gives him gardens in his heart, because he has got Allah in his heart, creator of those gardens of Jannat. Mana ke meer gulshan jannat to dur hai, arif hai, magar dil mein khaliq jannat liye hue. Yes, but after that, as a human being, he can make some mistake, he can slip, he can err, he can fault, he's a human being. So dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, that on those mistakes, on those faults, on those errors, then there's ashke nadamat, tears of shame begin to flow from that person's eyes. And when that will happen, then abre rahmat ki barish hai jaan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi. Ye khaki apni fitrat mein na nuri hai, na nari hai. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَسْتَعَاذَ مِنْهُ نَبِيُّكَ وَحَبِيبُكَ سَيِّدُنَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَنْتَ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَعَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jal jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. और मेरे तन में बजाए आबो गिल। दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल हो, दर्दे दिल, गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखो जिधर, तू ही तू आए नजर देखो जिधर।
سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. هم بلور الله، هم رحيم الله، هم كريم الله، هم most forgiving الله، most merciful Allah, most compassionate loving Allah, most beautiful Allah, most tolerant Allah. Forgive each and every one of us this part of the morning, O my beloved Allah, on this Mubarak day of Ramadan. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are all beggars before you. It is an honor to beg of you. Ya Allah, there is no humiliation, disgrace in begging of you. The more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. Ah, my Allah, the more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. If we don't beg of you, you become displeased. For, oh my Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures. Your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from you. This part of the morning we are extending our hands before you. Ya Allah, we are begging you for forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are begging you first of all for forgiveness of our sins. We know that if we get forgiveness of our sins, our lives will change. The condition of our lives will change. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at your shan of Rahimi and Karimi. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Clean and purify our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts. of malice, of greed, of pride, of envy, jealousy. Clean and purify our hearts of evil desires and passions. Ya Allah, let us enjoy the doing of good deeds. Let our good deeds give us happiness, pleasure, satisfaction. O my beloved Allah, any kind of bad and evil action, let it cause us pain, injury, grief, sorrow, restlessness. O my beloved Allah, let us not express happiness and satisfaction over sins. For where will our iman be then? O my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you and they express remorse and regret over their sins. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for those sins. Our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights, sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. O my beloved Allah, how much of ni'mat you have blessed us with. How much of your bounties you are showering upon us day and night, yet we use those very bounties for your disobedience. May Allah give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. We are ashamed, O my Allah. We are pledging not to return to those sins again. Give us himmat and courage like lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, the evil shayateen, the devils have been chained up, but our nafs, which is the biggest devil, is still with us. Even in the month of Ramadan, this nafs does not allow us to restrain ourselves from everything displeasing to you. Ya Allah, the nafs made shaitan into shaitan. Ya Allah, the nafs is still open in this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you protection. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to distance ourselves from everything that is displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life, our children, our grandchildren, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with long life, with good health, spiritual and physical, with good health, spiritual and physical. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in the homes, in the hospitals, whether they are in clinics, whether they are amongst us, wherever they may be, whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, cure and shifa lies in your hands. Bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, diseases and sicknesses. O my beloved Allah, spiritually we are sick, physically we are ill. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Ya Allah, shifa lies in your hands. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, there are so many people here in financial difficulties. Ya Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and get them out of their problems. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Ya Allah, remove the famine, the drought, and whatever other conditions are existing around the world, which are causing pain and problem to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to entire mankind. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in particular, in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, and in this Mubarak month in Iraq, oh my beloved Allah, and so many other places, bombs are raining upon them. Ya Allah, there's no regard for innocent life. Ya Allah, have mercy upon the ummah. Remove their difficulties, their hardships, their problems. Those who have been arrested without justification. Ya Allah, they are languishing in prisons in this Mubarak month for no other reason except that they were taking your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, create the conditions of release for them. Ya Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Bless those who are disbelievers with Islam and Iman. Bless the enemies of Islam with hidayat, with guidance. But if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the oppression. Then, O my beloved Allah, send your hidden forces, your unseen forces. Unleash your azab upon them. shake the ground beneath their feet, send cyclones and gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, let their planes crash, let their ships sink. O my beloved Allah, give victory to the Ummah. Ya Allah, give defeat to the enemies of Islam. O my beloved Allah, what else can we do except seek from you? Your powers are unlimited. We know the weakness is in us, my Allah. Therefore, we are seeking from you. Overlook our shortcomings, faults, errors, mistakes. And Ya Allah, assist and help the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, all his life, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he cried for the Ummah. He teared so much for the Ummah. His concern even at the time of passing away was his Ummah. On the day of Qiyamah will be again Ummati, Ummati. In this world, Ya Allah, his concern was the Ummah that was going to come. How much he cried for us. How much he prayed for us. We have shown complete disregard for those sacrifices of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he is informed that that Ummah for whom you cried so much, for whom so much of your blood was shed, that Ummah in the discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, fraud, adultery, fornication, watching filthy movies, glued to the filthy internet sites, even a few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak, few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif, how much of pain and injury it must be causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom we believe as Hayatun Nabi. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made for us, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, protect us and the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab humara marne ka waqt aaye, mere Allah, at that time take us to Madinah Tayyibah, at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With us salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our soul depart from our bodies. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, whatever good wishes, good desires, good aspirations that may be in the hearts of those who have raised their hands, Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires. Unki tamam nek muradon ko pura kar de. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.